ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सह नौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. इट् ईस् रियलि मननं. रीडूयिङ्ग् तत्त्वबोध इस् अ मननम्. वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदम् गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणाम् हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते. वी वर् सीइंग् लास्ट् क्लास् कारणशरीरम् अनिर्वाच्य अविद्या. विल् ऐ गोइंग् टु रीड् इट् नौ. कारणशरीरम् किम्? कारणशरीरम् किम्? विच् यू हेव् आलरेडी सीन् दिस्. एक्चुअली ऐ एम् रिपीटिङ्ग् इट्. अनिर्वाच्य अनादि. ऐ एम् ब्रेकिङ्ग् ईच् वर्ड्. अनिर्वाच्य वन् अब्जेक्टिव्, अनादि सेकेण्ड् अब्जेक्टिव्, अविद्यारूपम्. This karana shariram is nothing but ajnanam. The total ignorance is karana shariram. There is no karana shariram sitting with the form. The formless abstract ignorance, which is otherwise the power of reality, is causal body, is in the form of ignorance, avidya rupam. And this ignorance has no beginning, so it is anadi. It is beginningless. And it is anirvachyam, because it is, avidya is anirvachya. It is non-definable. Ignorance is not absolutely real, because it has no independent existence. At the same time, it is not unreal also, because it is not non-existent. A non-existent is unreal, and that which has independent existence is absolutely real. And this avidya, this causal body obtaining in the form of ignorance, is neither real nor unreal. Therefore, it cannot be defined as real or unreal. Therefore, anirvachya. Anirvachya means non-definable. Anirvachya, anadi, beginningless, there's no beginning. Then avidya rupam, it is this causal body obtaining in the form of ignorance, which is non-definable, which has no beginning, is the cause. Karana matram, it is the cause of, for both these bodies to survive. Why mind survives? Why mind continues to exist? Why sukshma shariram survive? Sukshma shariram survives because mind survives. And because sukshma is, assumption of another body also is there. So subtle body and gross body, they exist. Subtle, gross body comes and goes because subtle body exists. Subtle body continues to exist because avidya is. Therefore, as long as avidya remains unresolved, there will be subtle body. As long as subtle body, there'll be gross body also. There'll be birth and death also. Therefore, karana, it said, charira dvayasya karana matram is a cause of two bodies. And this ignorance, does it exist or not? It is not non-existent, but it does exist. It does enjoy existence, even though it does not have independent existence. Therefore, satsvarupam means what? It is. And what is that? Ajnanam. Already we have seen avidya rupam. Again, another word is what? Ajnanam. And this is one indivisible, nirvikalpaka rupam. Ignorance is not divisible. Which ignorance? See, we have twofold ignorance. The ignorance which you experience in waking state. Ignorance experienced in waking state is a mental trait. A trait belonging to the mind. But ignorance you experience in deep sleep state is moola avidya. Moola avidya means total ignorance. Total ignorance is what? Ignorance of existence of the self and the world is total ignorance, which you experience only in sleep, in death, in Mahapralaya. This total ignorance is experienceable in sleep and in death and in Mahapralaya. But now you cannot talk about Mahapralaya. You cannot talk about the death also. We are alive. We have, so we can only experience, understand that only from the standpoint of your own deep sleep state. And when there is total ignorance, it's called a moola avidya, which is not a mental trait. In waking state, if you say you do not know French, if you do not know Tamil, if you do not know something, you do not know computer science, or you do not know physics, something you say, that is ignorance of a language, ignorance of something which you experience in waking state is a trait of a mind, mental trait. Manasaha gunaha, dharmaha. Okay, it's a dharma belonging to intellect. But in deep sleep state, then there is ignorance, total ignorance. That is moola avidya. That ignorance is what here? Karana shariram. Avidya rupa means the total ignorance, moola avidya. It is not the ignorance we experience in waking state. Satsvarupam, and that then nirvikalpaka rupam, that is one, this indivisible, partless. The ignorance which you experience in deep sleep state has no divisions. Yadasti tad karana shariram. Beautiful, clean definition of causal body. Don't go and search for some form. There's no body, there's no form. It's only ignorant, total ignorance, moola avidya is given the name body because it is experienceable only when you have physical body. It obtains experienceable from the standpoint of your own mind. Therefore, it is said to be karana shariram. Now, we'll move on to next one, next question. Because what is Atma? Every time we have to remind ourselves, what is Atma? Sthula sharira vyatiriktaha, sukshma sharira vyatiriktaha, karana sharira vyatiriktaha. Atma is that which is distinct from gross body, subtle body and causal body. Now, we know even causal body, which is non-definable as real or unreal, which is which has no beginning, which is in the form of ignorance, which is in the form of avidya, which is actually the total ignorance, which is divisionless, and actually that ignorance is also object of your knowledge. Therefore, the knower is I. We say I am the knower. I the knower am Atma. Atma is what now? The knower is Atma, and the knower Atma is distinct from the known causal body also, which means not even the Moola Avidya. Okay. Now we have to move on to next. So, Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharira Dvyatiriktaha. We understood. Now we are moving on to next question here. Avasthatrayam Kim. Avasthatrayam Kim. So, Avastha is Akarantaha Strilingaha Avastha Shabdaha. The Stha is the Dhatuhu. Ava is a prefix. Stha means to be, and avastha means a state in which. So avastha means a state of mind, a state of experience is said to be avastha. You say srishti avastha, pralaya avastha means a condition. Avastha also means condition. But here it is a state of mind, which is a state of experience, avastha. And here a set of three is called a trayam. Trayanam samuhaha. That is trinam samuhaha trayam. Trinam. A set of three is trayam. So avastha trayam, a set of three. Now, three states of experience. Avasthatrayam. I explained to you, I think, last class, all this. Now, jagrat, swapna, sushupti avasthaha. Three states of experience we have already seen. Jagrat avasthaka. This also explained. Swapna avasthaka. This also I explained. Then sushupti avastha ka, this also I explained. I didn't mind repeating karna shariram because karna shariram is always a confusion. Isn't it? It's good if we repeated it. Now I'm moving on to, yeah. Remember in each state of experience, there is experiencer. In waking there is experiencer. In dream there is experiencer. In deep sleep state also there is experiencer. Because of the presence of experiencer, the experience obtaining in our state of mind is possible. So the three states of experience are discontinuous. They are mutually exclusive. But experiencer is one and the same. And that experiencer is Sakshi. Okay, avasthatre sakshi, witness, and the sakshi is atma. We understood that. Now one more thing, still we have yet to understand. The sakshi is atma, we know, which means atma is distinct from three states of experience, three states of mind. And I said the same atma obtaining as the experiencer also gets three different names. As Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha. Who is Vishwaha? Atma. Who is Taijasaha? Atma. Who is Prajnaha? Atma. But is Atma Taijasaha, Prajnaha, Vishwaha? No. Atma is not Taijasaha, Atma is not Prajnaha, Atma is not Vishwaha. Why? Atma is not the experiencer obtaining in waking state and deep sleep state and dream state. But the experiencer obtaining in waking, dream and deep sleep state is none other than Atma. Experiencer is Atma. There's no experiencer other than Atma. Therefore, Taijasaha, Vishwaha, Prajnaha, all are Atma only. One and this only Atma. Only Atma gets three different functional names in obtaining as the three experiencer of three different states of mind. Okay. Now, we are moving on to Panchakoshaha. Panchakoshaha ke. Panchakoshaha ke. See, Panchakoshaha is a pullinga shabdaha. Akarantaha pullingaha kosha shabdaha. இவர் கோஷக கோஷோ கோஷாகா, இவர் புருள் கோஷாகா, அண்ட் கத்தி கோஷாகா பஞ்ச கோஷாகா, ஃபைவ் கோஷாஸ். அண்ட் கே, வை நாட் கஹ, பிகாஸ் புருள் க்வெஸ்சன் வேர்ட். வாட் ஆர் ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பர்சனாலிட்டி? ஓகே, அன்னமயா, அன்னமயா, பிராணமயா, யூ ஆல் மஸ்ட் ரீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ, பிராணமயா, மனோமயா, விஜ்ஞானமயா, ஆனந்தமயா, ச இதி. இஃப் யூ ஃபார்ம் தி சந்தி, அன்னமய பிராணமயோ மனோமயோ விஞ்ஞானமய ஆனந்தமயச்சேதி. If you don't break it, don't break, make sandhis, you should read like this. அன்னமய பிராணமயோ மனோமயோ விஞ்ஞானமய ஆனந்தமயச்சேதி. Okay, now names are, you know the names anyway. So now the question comes. We understand there are five layers of personality. What are they? We enumerated. Now the question comes. Annamayaha kaha? Annamayaha koshaha kaha? Or annamayaha kaha? What is annamayaha? What do you mean by saying the outermost layer of personality known by the term annamayaha? Now, it is said, annarasenaiva bhutva. I'm reading, annarasenaiva bhutva. Annarasenaiva, annarasenaiva vriddhim prapya. Annarasenaiva vriddhim prapya. Annarupa prithivyam. அன்னரூப பிருத்திவ்யாம் யத் விலீயதே, யத் விலீயதே, தது அன்னமயஹா கோஷஹ. யது விலீயதே தது அன்னமயஹா கோஷஹ. சி, யத் இஸ் எ ரிலேட்டிவ் ப்ரோனவுன். யத் விலீயதே, தட் விச் ரிசால்வ்ஸ், விலீயதே, that which resolves, that which gets disintegrated, that which becomes one with, is yad. Yad viliyate, that which resolves, tad annamayaha, that is annamayaha. Annamayaha is that which resolves. Okay, what is that which resolves? You say, prithivyam, where does it resolve? Annarupa prithivyam. Annarupa prithivyam. It resolves in the soil, earth. Actually, the earth, the soil, is also food. Food for plants. And the plants are our food. Therefore, originally, we can say indirectly what we eat is nothing but all elemental elements only, isn't it? So, our food is plants. And the food, plants grow from earth, soil. Therefore, prithivi. So, prithivi is also food, said to be prithivi, the earth, the soil is also said to be food here. And this physical body, when it falls apart, it resolves into soil, which means it becomes disintegrated into five elements. And how is it born? Annarasenaiva bhutva. Annarasaha. Rasaha means food essence. Rasaha means essence. Essence of what? Annasya rasaha, annarasaha. Essence of the food. So, bhut bhavati. this annamayaha koshaha bhavati, it becomes means what? Originates. Bhavati means becomes means originates. Originates means it's born of the essence of food eaten by parents. So parental food essence, annarasena bhutva, the physical body is born of the essence of the food of parents. So if the parents eat food, and the food they eat, their food alone, the essence of the food they eat alone, becomes the father's sperm and mother's ovum. Then finally, the body is born of food essence. And then it grows by the food essence. Then once then it is born out of the mother's womb, even afterwards, it continues to grow also by the food. Annarasenaiva vriddhim prapya, born of food, then it grows also by food. Vriddhim prapnoti annarasena bhavati, sentence number one. Second sentence, annarasena bhavati, annarasena vriddhim prapnoti, annarasena vriddhim prapnoti, it grows also by the food essence. Then annarupa prithivyam viliyate, it grows again. What happens? It is there for some time, then it gets resolved in food in the form of soil. So born of food, sustained by food, grows by food, lives by food, finally gets disintegrated into food in the form of soil, which means it becomes disintegrated. What is that? Sthula shariram. It is nothing but our gross physical body. It is gross physical body alone is born of food, sustained by food, grows by food, exists by food, lives, survives by food. Finally, it falls apart and dissolves into food in the form of soil. Anna rupa prithivyam viliyate. Anna rupa prithivyam viliyate. And this is what now? Annamayaha koshaha. This is what is sthula shariram. This sthula shariram is said to be the koshaha, is the outermost perceptible gross layer of personality. And it is called koshaha, even though no kosha can cover the atma. The physical body is like the cover, not real cover. Atma can never be covered by anything, but atma is as though covered by each layer of personality. Why? Because of the identity. The identity with the layer of personality makes the atma as though covered. Therefore, each layer of each koshaha, layer of personality, is said to be a koshaha, annamayaha. And it's nothing but annam. Annamayaha means the whole physical body can be reduced to nothing but food. Food means what? Five elements. Five elements alone in the form of food, plants, and the plants become the food. The food is elemental. The plants are elemental. Originally elements are there. And finally, our physical body is nothing but modified form of food, elements in the form of food. Therefore, annamayaha koshaha. There's nothing other than elements in this physical body, five elements. Okay, next. So, already you understood, atma is what? Panchakosha atitaha. Therefore, sthula sharira, already we said sthula sharira vyatiriktaha. Now we have to say what? Annamaya kosha atitaha. Atma is distinct from the stula shariram, which is otherwise said to be annamayaha koshaha. Atma is distinct from the elemental physical body, which is the first layer of personality. Next. Pranamayaha kaha. Pranamayaha kaha. What is the next layer of personality? Pranamayaha. What is pranamayaha? The question is asked. Pranadyaha. Pranadyaha. Don't feel shy. Please open your mouth. Read it. Pranadyaha. Pranadyaha, we break it. Pranadyaha. Adyaha means beginning from prana. Not only prana and prana and so on. Prana etc. Adyaha means etc. So prana etc. means pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. Therefore, in prana adyaha, prana etc. means what? Five pranas such as prana. Panchavayavaha. Pranas are nothing but five panchavayavaha. Vayuhu means air. Panchavayavaha means five vayus. Are there five winds? No. One vital air is involved in five different functions, therefore given five different names as panchavayavaha or panchapranaha. Panchavayavaha. So pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha, five physiological functions governed by one vital air are given five different names. Panchavayavaha. Then, Vagadi, Vagadi, Indriya Panchakam. See, Adi, Adi means such as, etc. Vagadi, Indriya Panchakam. See, Indriya Panchakam means what? As Panchakam means a set of five. Pancha means five. Panchakam means a set of five. A set of five powers, subtle powers of organs of actions, such as organ of speech. Only mentions organ of speech. Vag adi, such as organ of speech. What is organ of speech? Organ of action. There are five organs of actions. Five subtle powers which activate five organs of actions. So because of which all physical activities are possible. But for the five subtle powers, physical activities are impossible. And what are they? Vagadi. Five subtle powers of organs of actions, such as organ of speech, etc. We have to say vak. So power obtaining in organ of speech, power obtaining in hands, power obtaining in legs, then power obtaining in reproductory organ, power obtaining in excretory organ. There are five organs. Organ of speech, hands, legs, excretory organ, reproductory organ. In all of them, we have five subtle powers. These powers are imperceptible These powers are there because of the presence of which all these activities are possible, whole physical body's activities are possible. They are known as powers of organs of actions. Karma Indriyani. Pancha Karma Indriyani. And here says Vagadi Indriya Panchakam. We are going to see them elaborately later on. So all these 5 plus 5, 5 physiological functions, 5 organs, powers of organs of actions, totally 10 of them constitute the layer of personality, physiological layer of personality. Pranamayaha means physiological layer of personality. Now, all these subtle aspects which constitute this sukshma shariram, there you take the 5. There are 17 aspects we understood. 17 aspects constitute the sukshma shariram. Of the 17 aspects, you remove 10. The 10 subtle aspects. 5 physiological functions, 5 powers of organs of actions, 10 of them separately form a physiological layer of personality. And is also object of knowledge only. And Atma is distinct from Atma, the knower Atma is distinct from the known physiological functions and known powers of organs of actions. Therefore, Atma is Annamaya Kosha Atitaha. Atma is Pranamaya Kosha Atitaha. Next. Manomayaha Kaha. Manomayaha Kaha. Now, what is Manomayaha? What is this Manomayaha Koshaha? What is Manomayaha? So, psychological layer of personality. Psychological layer of personality. What is Manomaya? Is asked here. Manascha. Manascha. Manaha plus cha. Cha means and. Mind and. Manaha cha. Manascha. Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Jnanendriya Panchakam. Jnana Indriyam, again a set of 5 subtle powers of organs of knowledge. Earlier we saw 5 subtle powers of organs of actions. Now we see subtle powers of organs of knowledge. So, we say, Jnana Indriyani, Karma Indriyani. Karma Indriyani join Pranamaya Kosha. Jnana Indriyani join Manomaya Kosha. So, Manaha cha, then Jnana Indriya Panchakam. A set of 5 subtle powers of organs of knowledge. Or sense organs. Militva. Militva means what? Together. 6 aspects together. Mind along with the 5 sense powers, 6 of them together. Yaha bhavati. 6 of them together. That which forms of 6 aspects together. Yaha bhavati. That which forms the 6 aspects together, mind and other 5 sense powers together, saha manomayaha koshaha, that is what is said to be psychological layer of personality. Now here you have to understand, Atma is distinct from manomaya koshaha also. Now 10 of them which form the subtle body have been separately seen as pranamaya. Now other 6 aspects, mind and sense powers together are seen as manomaya kosha. Now next. Vijnanamayaha kaha. So manaha means this is a emotional aspect of the antahkaranam with 5 sense powers. Now next question is vijnanamayaha kaha. What is vijnanamayaha? Intellectual layer of personality. So here antahkaranam itself is given 2 functional names, as mind and another intellect. So the intellectual aspect of the mind, otherwise called buddhihi. So buddhihi jnanendriya panchakam militva yaha bhavati saha vijnanamayaha koshaha. Now I'll repeat it. Buddhihi jnanendriya panchakam militva yo bhavati saha vijnanamayaha. So buddhihi intellect, the intellectual aspect of antahkaranam, and jnana, we are going to see that. What is buddhi? We are going to see that. Don't worry. Jnanendriya panchakam means 5 subtle, same subtle powers of organs of knowledge. See, the sense powers join the mind. Sense powers join the intellect also. So sense powers are connected, associated with the mind as well as the intellect. So sense powers join the intellect, 6 of them together form intellectual layer of personality. Same sense powers with the mind form the emotional layer of personality. Emotional or psychological, you can say, emotional layer of personality. So we have 2 layers of personality, emotional and intellectual. And emotional layer of personality, mind, sense organs are involved in both emotional and intellectual layers of personality. 6 of them form the vijnanamaya koshaha. Now you can understand, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha are nothing but 3 layers of personality, are nothing but sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram alone is divided into 3 layers of personality. Whether you say Atma is distinct from subtle body or Atma is distinct from 3 layers of personality, it means the same. Okay. I know what you want to ask now. What is emotional? What is mind and what is intellect? You want to know the difference. See, thoughts alone constitute the antahkaranam. There, all other emotions, likes and dislikes, desires, anger, fear, anxiety, doubt, jealousy, hatred, confusion. So all these are all thoughts. If you ask in what form these emotions obtain, all in the form of thoughts only. These thoughts, there's no separate, you can't separate the mind. Antakaram is one antakaranam. So emotions obtaining in the form of thoughts constitute one aspect of the mind, which is otherwise said to be doubt, etc. is a manaha. Then knowledge of anything, cognition, perception, cheerfulness, then resolve, clarity regarding certain things, you know, fortitude, cheerfulness. Like these also thoughts only. In what form does cheerfulness obtain? In what form does knowledge obtain? Cognition obtain? In what form does perception obtain? They're all thoughts only. All these thoughts constitute the intellect, intellectual aspect of the antahkaranam. See, both aspects, intellectual aspect and emotional aspect, both of them are nothing but thoughts only. But we divide the thoughts into 2 as manaha and buddhihi. They're not two different things, just based on the functions, functional difference. And the sense organs are associated with the emotional aspect of the mind, also intellectual aspect of the mind. So with the emotional aspect of the mind, together we get the name Manomayaha Koshaha. The intellectual aspect of the mind, Buddhi, sense organs together form the intellectual layer of personality. Anyway, all these Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Pranamayaha together form the subtle body. Atma is distinct from this Vijnanamaya Koshaha also, because knowledge is known. Knowledge is an object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. Perception is object of knowledge. Cognition is object of knowledge. Resolve is object of knowledge. Fortitude is object of knowledge. Therefore, Antahkaranam as a whole, mind as a whole is object of knowledge. We already understood as three layers of personality, the mind. Again, we understand the mind obtaining only in waking state. The mind, the buddhihi and manaha, we understood in these two layers as layers of personality, we experience only in the waking state. Therefore, this is Vijnanamaya Koshaha. So, buddhihi jnanendriya panchakam militva yaha bhavati saha Vijnanamayaha Koshaha. So, Atma, the knower of this Vijnanamaya Kosha is distinct from Vijnanamaya Kosha. So, Atma is beyond this layer of personality, free from this layer of personality. Now, we are going to the last layer of personality, Anandamayaha Kaha. So, Annamayaha Sthula Shariram is Annamayaha Koshaha. Sukshma Shariram is divided into three layers of personality, Prana, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya. Lastly, Anandamayaha Koshaha is nothing but Karana Shariram. Three bodies are divided into five layers of personality, five koshas. Now, Anandamayaha Kaha. Are you all reading? Anandamayaha Kaha. Don't feel shy. Anandamayaha Kaha. Yevameva Karana Sharira Bhuta. Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha. Avidyastha Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha. Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha Malina Sattvam. Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha Malina Sattvam. If you break it, Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha Malina Sattvam Priyadi Vritti Sahitam Sat Anandamayaha Koshaha. See, Anandamayaha Koshaha is nothing but Karana Shariram. So what is Karana Shariram again said? Karana Sharira Bhuta Avidyastha Malina Sattvam. See, if you want to understand what is the Karana Shariram is ignorance. Total ignorance. Total ignorance means what? Ignorance of existence of one's own self, ignorance of existence of the world, obtaining in the form of a state of mind, experience in deep sleep state, is total ignorance here. And that ignorance is what? Which exists. At the same time, whenever there's total ignorance, there is there is experience of sukham. And the sukham is what? Desirable. Always sukham is something desirable. There is sukham. What is sukham? Experience of sukham is bliss. What is bliss? Experience of bliss means absence of experience of pairs of opposites is experience of bliss. What is bliss? Experience of absence of pairs of opposites. Experience of absence of pairs of opposites. In ignorance is experience of bliss. And that is the, that's condition, that mental condition is always, everybody likes it because of sukham. That's called priyadi vritti rupam. There's no pain, there's no pleasure. So it is not pleasure. It is not fullness. It is not happiness. What you experience in deep sleep state is not happiness, nor is it pleasure. See, happiness, you can happiness is your swarupam. It is not experienceable. It is your own nature, which you can enjoy, which you can take ownership of in jnanam. And pleasure is a state of mind which you experience in waking state. And this bliss is also absence of experience of pairs of opposites, which experienced in deep sleep state. Bliss is an object of experience, which is experience of absence of experience of pairs of opposites. And this is what ignorance is, a vritti, a subtle vritti. And this bliss also is a vritti. And this is what is anandamayaha koshaha. The object of experience obtaining in the form of total ignorance and bliss together form the what? Causal body, otherwise called anandamayaha koshaha. Why anandamayaha? Because there's only sukham. In deep sleep state, only sukham. This is called anandamayaha. It is not anandaha, anandamayaha. Etat kosha panchakam. Etat is the third person singular pronoun. Etat this. Kosha panchakam. This is a set of five koshas. Kosha panchaka means a set of five koshas, a set of five layers of personality known as koshas because they do not cover the atma, cannot cover the atma. They seem to be covering the atma. All these layers of personality, they seem to be covering the atma, seemingly cover the atma. Therefore, they are given the title koshaha. Koshavat achadayati. Achadayanti. Koshaha means a case, a cover. Just as any cover, a case covers, similarly, these layers of personality also cannot cover the atma, but still they seem to be covering the atma. They seemingly cover the atma because of ignorance. They are said to be koshaha. Okay, five koshas we have seen. But we'll be elaborately discussing again. Don't worry now. Now what is the lesson? So atma which we want to know, the reality obtaining as an innermost essence of an individual implied by the term atma, which has to be discovered, which has to be seen as the real self. And that atma is distinct from all these five layers of personality. So, panchakosha atitaha. We covered all those things. Sthula sukshma karana sharirad vitiriktaha. Panchakosha atitaha. Avasthatraya Sakshi. Now, last we have to read some now. Madiyam Shariram. Madiyam Shariram. Are you all reading? Madiyam Shariram. I think I'll send you the copy, Brigetta, for you, okay? Madiyam Shariram. Madiyaha Pranaha. Madiyaha Pranaha. Madiyam Manaha. Cha. Manascha. And. Madiya Buddhihi. Madiyam Ajnanam. Iti. Svenayeva Jnayate. What was he see? What is said here? Svenayeva Jnayate. Svena means by one's own self. Svena means by one's own self. Jnayate. Everything is known. Svenayeva Jnayate means tanaga, tannalaye ariyappadugirathu. Svenayeva Jnayate. Everything is known by oneself, one's own self. How everything is known? Madiyam Shariram. Look at this. Madiyam means mama. Body which belongs to me. Belongs to me. My belonging. Mine. Madiyam means mine. My. Madiyam Shariram. Then, Shariram is a neutral gender word. Therefore, Madiyam Shariram. Singular also. That Madiya, Madiyaha Pranaha. Pranaha is a neutral gender, masculine gender word. Therefore, not Madiyam, but Madiyaha Pranaha. But they are five in number. Therefore, Madiyaha Pranaha. Madiyaha Pranaha. Madiyo Prano, Madiyaha Pranaha. All these physiological functions belong to me. They are mine. Means my physiological functions. Madiyam manaha cha and cha and mind which belongs to me. Mind which is mine. My mind. Madi, manaha also is a neutral gender word. Manas. Sakaranta Shabdaha Napusakalingaha. Therefore Madiyam Manaha. Madiyam Shariram. But Madiyaha Pranaha. Then Buddhihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore Madiya Buddhihi. Buddhihi Madiya. That repa comes, buddhir, we break it, buddhihi, madiya buddhi, my intellect, my mind, my intellect. Then, madiyam ajnanam, again, my ignorance. Why my ignorance? Ignorance which belongs to me. My ignorance experienced in deep sleep state. My intellect experienced in waking state. My mind experienced in waking state. My pranas experienced in waking state. My body experienced in waking state. So, my body, my pranaha, my mind, my intellect, my ignorance. Iti, thus, svena yeva, svena plus yeva, Svenaiva Vriddhi Sandhihi. See, Svena by one's own self. Tanaha Tannal Svena Tannaleye Svena Yeva Svenaiva by one's own self itself. By one's own self. Jnayate. Everything is known. Everything is known. Body is known. Pranas are. Everything is known by one's own self. Which means you do not need anything else. How they all belong to you. You know yourself because you are the knower. They're all known to you. Your own body, mind, sense complex is known to you as yours. Others' bodies are known to you as something which belongs to others. But your own bodies are known. Anyway, known. Like any other body is known to you, your own body is also known to you. Just as your body is known to you, it is known to others also. But your other aspects, mind, intellect, pranas, etc. are known only to you. As yours. Now, tad yatha, madiyatvena jnatam. Yatha madiyatvena jnatam. Kataka, how everything is known as something belonging to you, not as you. Everything has been understood as something belonging to you, as something yours, not as you. Nothing is understood as you. Everything has been understood as something which belongs to you, as yours. Madiyatvena jnatam. He says, kataka kundala grihadikam. Kataka kundala grihadikam. Yatha madiyatvena jnatam. Now, kataka means bangle. Kundalam, earring. Griham, house. When you wear your bangle and ornament, you say, this is my katakam. These are my bangles. My mama katakani. Mama kundalani. No, mama kundale. These are my earrings. My earrings. My bangles. My house. We don't say, I am the house. Very conscious. I am in the house. Inside the house, in the house, house belongs to me, my house. So my house, my earrings, my bangles. Swasmad bhinnam, different from one's own self. So this bangle, earring, house, etc., which is different from one's own self, are known as things belonging to oneself, as things which belong to me. Tatha, similarly, in the same way, panchakoshadikam, all five layers of personality, madiyatvena jnatam, known as mine. So just as these possessions, ornaments and house, etc., are understood as mine, things belonging to me, which are different from me. Similarly, five layers of personality also are understood as some things belonging to me, as mine, understood as mine, different from me. Therefore, jnatam, atmana bhavati. Therefore, all these five layers of personality, which are different from me, understood as mine, like other possessions such as house, understood as mine, and therefore they are they do not become Atma. It means what? Atma. They do not become the Atma means Atma is distinct from all of them. What is Atma? Abstract, subtlest, formless, all pervasive, only reality of the entire cosmos obtaining as innermost sense of every individual. Implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the truth of one's own self. That Atma is distinct from all these layers of personality which are understood as something belonging to me, as mine. I am different from things which belong to me. Mine. I am different from mine. Mine are different from me. Now, negation is finished. What we have completed now? What I am not is very clear. Still, we do not know what the self is. I do not know what I am yet. But I am 100% clear. I know what I am not. This is what is, you have to understand, this is how all the Upanishads teach. How do the Upanishads help you arrive at your own nature? First of all, Upanishads help you understand what you are not. Without understanding what I is not, there's no way of arriving at what I am directly. You can never arrive at directly what you are without having understood what you are not. Because you are the subtlest knower. And there is no form. And now this you, this I, you know, having identity with this gross form, first of all, I have to negate. The whole interaction is with the, these forms only. Therefore, straight away directly, if I say you are Atma, it's difficult to understand. That is why Shastram uses this method of knower, known analysis, subject-object analysis. Otherwise called Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. All the Drishyams, all objects of knowledge are negated as non-self by distinguishing the knower from the known. The known are Anatma, the knower is Atma. Therefore, the knower is distinguished. Knower cannot be distanced from the Atma, Anatma, known, but the knower is Atma. The knower Atma can be distinguished from the known Anatma. Once you distinguish the knower Atma from the known Anatma, you can understand what Atma is not first. When you are convinced that what Atma is not first, that is when you will come to, you will be convinced of your ignorance of yourself. Yes, they are all known to me. They are all mine. They belong to me. They are different from me. I am distinct from all of them. Therefore, now I understand if I am different from all of them, distinct from all of them, then what am I? I do not know what I am. Even for somebody to be convinced of the fact that there is ignorance of ignorance, one must definitely negate what Atma is not. This prakriya is very important. See, unless and until the prakriya is used, you differentiate them. You use this method of knower known analysis, subject object analysis, and you distinguish the knower from the known, you will not know that you are the knower distinct from all of them. Until you know that, you cannot understand the fact that you do not know what you are. Once you're convinced of the fact this at this stage that yes, I the knower am distinct from all of them, they're all mine. They are different from me and I am the knower distinct from all of them. Now, who am I? If I am not all of them, then what am I? I do not know. The question comes. Now, today, they are convinced of the fact that there is ignorance of ignorance. But Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he mentions who cannot come out of samsara. He says that the person who is ignorant of ignorance can never come out of samsara. At least who knows that he is ignorant can make efforts to know. That's why this methodology is very helpful. And now, as I have made some commitments, now next class, straight away. We understood what Atma is not very clearly. Before next week, please see, memorize all these sentences. Homework. And next class, what is Atma? You're going to have self-revelation next week.